Sports commentator Frank DeFord would like to know, do you drive an SUV or a hybrid? Are you from Venus or Mars? Are you a book reader or a sports fan? He says it's time to choose sides.
Some of you may have read the recent study about the differences between those Americans who read books for pleasure and those who don't read books. Those who read, it turns out, are also much more likely to visit museums, to attend musical performances, and to volunteer for charities. On the other hand, the one thing those who don't read are most likely to do is to go watch games. Hey, priorities! There's just no room for sunshine soldiers nowadays when it comes to being a sports fan. It's not just going to games. It also means joining fantasy leagues, placing bets, listening attentively to talk radio, and memorizing arcane statistics. In fact, I'm sure there are so many literate fans out there who are deep down relieved that there may be a hockey strike this fall. At last, a chance to discover if there actually is a library in your team's franchise area so that you can kick back, find quality time to read Moby Dick or Madame Bovary or The Da Vinci Code. But that's not to suggest that it's getting any easier for us Renaissance men who are bibliophiles, sports notes, and friends of democracy, all three. Word has just been released, possibly by the many university presidents who zealously guard against the overemphasis of football, that this fall, for 19 consecutive days, mark your gas station girly calendars, from Thursday, October 28th until Tuesday, November 15th, at least one national football game will be televised each and every night. And you out there in saddle shoes and crinolines who still thought football was only played on weekends, to correct this national deficiency, our special gratitude goes out to those athletic departments which refer to themselves as mid-majors. Mid-majors is, in fact, a wonderful euphemism, actually meaning second rate. Other synonyms for mid-major are downscale or inferior or who cares. On the weekend, nobody except the losers trying desperately to get even in Las Vegas, even though the mid-majors are playing. But aha! Now, thanks to the graciousness of ESPN, mid-majors are paid mad money to schedule games in the middle of the week, that quaint time, at least tacitly in the past, devoted to what are called classes. Thus, South Florida and Alabama Birmingham and Texas Christian in Louisville have generously volunteered to forego education so that America might have mid-major football games smack in the middle of the week on Wednesday. Thank you, too, Toledo and Northern Illinois for competing with book clubs on Tuesday, November 9th. But best of all, Miami of Ohio and once again Toledo, that Sorbonne on the Maumee, have agreed to donate their services to amuse American non-readers on Tuesday night, November 2nd. If that date seems familiar, it is election night when the fate of civilization as we know it will be resolved. But as the Miami coach, Terry Heppner, says, a lot of people will be looking for an alternative. I think it will be one of the most watched games on ESPN this year. I do hope that ESPN will at least have a crawl across the bottom of the screen so that football fans can find out when Toledo is in the huddle who will be, alternately, the leader of the free world. Of course, that assumes those viewers will bother to read.
Frank DeFord is senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.